Oh, waiter.
Yes, sir?
I'll have a Virginia ham steak, some sweet potatoes, lettuce with Roquefort dressing, and a cold bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yes, sir. Finest beer served anywhere.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents...
The Eddie Cantor Pabst Blue Ribbon Show.
With guest star Al Jolson, our weekly guest Dinah Shore, Cookie Fairchild and his orchestra, the sportsman, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring your man Friday, Eddie Cantor.
Among the sheltering pounds, my honey, wait for
Eddie,
me.
Eddie, wait, hold it.
Wait.
Eddie, wait a minute. Excuse me.
What's the matter?
Well,
Harry, you interrupted my opening song. I'm sorry.
There's an important call for you from Washington.
From Washington?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Is this...
No, take it.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, fine. Ladies and gentlemen, what a lucky break for you. While I'm answering the long-distance call, here is radio's best singer, little old Dinah Shore, to carry on with Down Among the Sheltering Palms.
Among the sheltering palms, oh honey, wait for me, wait for me. Don't be forgetting we've got a day out where the sun goes down about 8. How my love is burning, burning, burning. How my heart is yearning, yearning, yearning to be down among the sheltering palms. Oh, honey, wait for me. Down among the sheltering palms, oh honey, wait for me. You better be ready, 'cause we're going steady, and don't be forgetting we've got a day out where the sun goes down about 8. Oh, my love is burning, burning, burning. Oh, my heart is yearning, yearning, yearning to be down among the sheltering palms. Oh, honey, wait. Honey, won't you wait for me?
Dinah, that was wonderful. Just beautiful.
Oh, thanks, Eddie. Say, what about that call from Washington?
Oh, Dinah, I've just been invited to attend President Truman's inauguration on January the 20th.
Oh, that's wonderful. Me too, Eddie.
Yeah?
Oh, I'll bet that's going to be a thrilling affair.
Sure will. And the Democrats are counting on having a beautiful sunny day for it, too.
Yeah, well, how can they be sure?
They asked Dr. Gallup, and he said it would rain. Anyhow, right after the inauguration, everybody gets down to business. And I certainly hope that the first business of the new Congress will be to do something to improve veterans' housing. Did you ever see one of those veterans' homes, Harry?
No, Eddie, I wouldn't know one from a hole in the ground.
Oh, then you have seen them. Harry, I tell you...
Say, speaking of homes, President Truman had to live at the Blair House while they were repairing the executive mansion,
yeah.
Eddie. I wonder if he was annoyed at having to move across the street.
Don't be silly, Dinah. He was so glad he didn't have to move all the way back to Missouri. Crossing the street was nothing. And by the way, did you read in the paper that President Truman is in favor of raising the salaries of all the cabinet members?
Well, now, that's a good idea. I wonder what made him think of that.
Mrs. Truman was busy one day, and he had to do the marketing.
Say, is the price of food high in Washington, too?
High, Dinah? Last year, on Washington's birthday, somebody threw a dollar across the Potomac, and a butcher threw back a soup bone. And Harry,
yeah?
Harry, remember the pumpkin where that fellow Chambers hid the microfilm?
Yeah, what about it?
It's gone. A congressman ate it.
No.
Yeah, microfilm and all.
Well, he swallowed the film. Did they call a doctor?
No, he's waiting to see what develops. You know, there's also a recommendation being made in Washington that they raise the president's salary.
Oh, yeah, and I was thinking that salary-raising idea is liable to spread. I hope.
Harry, please, please.
Well, I mean, in England, I mean, they may decide to raise the king's salary.
Do you think we can afford that?
Gee, Eddie, what'll happen in Russia if they decide to raise Stalin's salary?
Dinah, Stalin doesn't work for a salary. He owns the business.
Eddie, yeah. I see that there were some changes made in the cabinet today. Do you think there'll be any more?
Well, Harry, the cabinet we have now is fine, but I have a few personal suggestions.
Me too.
You, Dinah?
Yes.
What changes would little old you suggest?
Well, I'd like to see more women in high cabinet posts.
Dinah, you're sweet, but honey, women aren't destined to get very far in politics.
They aren't, huh? Then how come at your place, Ida is Speaker of the House?
Yes. Oh, how true, how true. I've been living with a female filibuster for 35 years. And you know something, Harry?
What?
You know who I'd like to see chosen as our new Postmaster General? Rita Hayworth.
Rita Hayworth?
Sure. What she doesn't know about post office now, she can handle the mails.
Yeah. Eddie.
Yeah?
Rita may be able to handle the mails, but nobody can handle Rita like Ollie can.
Oh! Oh, Dinah, go stand in the corner and say Joe Stafford 100 times. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, if we're nominating women, how about Lana Turner as the head of the United Nations?
Lana Turner, the head of the United Nations?
Yeah, who could say no to her?
Yeah, with Lana Turner in the room, I'd like to see a Russian delegate walk out. Hey, and when I get to Washington, you know who I'd like to suggest as assistant to J. Edgar Hoover of the FBI? Jimmy Durante.
Durante in the FBI?
Sure, he can keep his ear to the ground in Washington and nose around the rest of the country. And I've got a great selection for Secretary of the Treasury. Jack Benny, huh? Just let somebody try to get a quarter out of him.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Gee whiz, Eddie, we can't afford to let Jack move out of California.
Harry, don't be selfish. Just send Jack Benny to Washington. And what Hollywood loses, the capital gains.
Yeah. Oh, well, I get it.
I could have sworn
gain.
There was a joke there. Does somebody fool around with these scripts when I go out to lunch? I'll tell you one thing about Benny, though. President Truman could depend on him to use every possible means to stop inflation.
Well, my husband, George Montgomery's been talking to me about inflation, but I really don't know what inflation is.
Well, it's very simple, Dinah. You go into a store and you want to buy a nickel candy bar, but you have to pay a dime for it.
Well,
why do they charge you a dime? Because the man who makes the candy bar has to pay more for sugar.
Well, why does he...
Why does he have to pay more for sugar? Because it costs more to grow the sugar.
Well, why...
Why does it cost more to grow the sugar? Because it costs more to pick.
Well, but what...
Why does it cost more to pick it? Because the man who picks it is getting higher wages.
But what...
Why does he have to get higher wages? Because when he goes into a store to buy a nickel candy bar, he has to pay a dime for it.
Yeah, but what? Eddie, I don't know much about finance, but I do know who'd be a great man to head the Mint. Al Jolson.
Oh, Dinah, please.
He'd never have to even leave home.
Dinah, stop it. I forgot to tell you, but Al Jolson is the guest on our show tonight.
He is? Gee, how'd you ever get him, Eddie? Al Jolson just doesn't go on anybody's program.
No, only on quiz shows like mine.
Wait a minute, you call this a quiz show?
Sure. Al asked me a question, I gave him the answer, and I had to pay him $5,000.
Why don't you tell Dinah how you really got Al?
Okay,
huh?
I will. Well, Dinah, finding out that Al was down in Palm Springs, Harry and I got into the car last Tuesday to see him. I had hardly started the motor when I heard Harry say...
Eddie, did you hear it?
Hear what? When? Where?
You hear it everywhere. You hear it in the Texas cattle country.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, the finest beer served anywhere.
You hear it in the roadside taverns along the famous Boston Post Road.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere.
You hear it in the dignified dining rooms of plush Fifth Avenue clubs.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere.
Yes, sir, you hear it everywhere. Finest beer served anywhere. Blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, the century-old international favorite. The beer that won the highest rating in a taste test conducted by completely independent research organizations. The results of this test were recently reported in a national magazine. 192 samples of 29 different brands of beer, the leading beers of the country, were judged by expert tasters, and Pabst Blue Ribbon leads them all. That's just one of the reasons why Pabst Blue Ribbon is such an outstanding favorite in leading hotels, restaurants, and vacation resorts, as well as in such prominent homes as the Angier Biddle Dukes of Southampton, the Edward G. Robinsons, the Lawrence Melchiors of Beverly Hills, the homes of Bob Hope, Joan Fontaine, Jean Hersholt. Yes, you hear it everywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere. The reason?
33 fine brews blended into one great beer. You hear it.
Well, here we are, Harry. Let's get out now.
Okay.
There it is. Al Jolson's house.
Yeah, which one is it?
The one with the sun shining on it.
What are you having? The sun shines on everybody's house in Palm Springs.
I know, but don't tell Al. He paid a fortune for his house, and he thinks it's an exclusive feature. All right, ring the bell, Harry.
Yeah, okay. Gosh, this is a funny bell arrangement. There are three buttons and a sign that says, please push all three.
So push, go ahead.
Okay.
What a ham. A doorbell that plays Mammy?
Well, well, if it isn't Eddie Cannon.
Hello, Al.
Hello, Harry.
Hi, Al. Say, that's quite a doorbell arrangement you have.
Well, it isn't an original idea. I got it when I visited Eddie at his house. His doorbell plays, if you knew Susie like I know Susie.
What a ham. Gee, you know something? You're looking great, Al. Isn't he? You look younger every time I see you.
You look swell, too, Harry. Took off a lot of weight, didn't you?
Well, thanks. You look so muscular, though, and healthy.
And you look so slim and wiry.
You know, if this was truth of consequences, they'd both get a pie in the puss.
Well, come on, fellas. Let's go in the house. Why stand out here?
I was admiring your lawn, Al. It's beautiful.
Well, the lawn costs a lot of money, Eddie.
Gosh, it's so green. What is it?
Money. Come on, fellas. Let's go in. Vonzell's stomach is throwing shade on my front lawn.
Yeah. He isn't doing your backyard any good either. Al, let's go in. We'd love to see your baby.
Fine. Come on in. Let me tell you something, fellas. Having a baby in the house is the greatest joy a man can ask. Well, being a father is wonderful. But, Eddie, you wouldn't know anything about that.
I wouldn't know? Listen to him rave, Harry, because he's the father of one little baby. He brags about a rowboat when here stands the SS Arizona.
Well, Eddie, I reiterate, I still say you wouldn't know.
Why wouldn't I?
Well, Eddie, my baby is a B-O-Y, a S-O-N, a M-A-L-E.
Oh, speak to I-D-A and don't bother me. I'm an S-H-M-O.
Eddie, look, I don't want to sound gushy, but when that kid of mine says dada, I just go to pieces. My knees get weak. My hands shake. I just fall apart.
What was your excuse before the baby?
Oh, no, Eddie. Hey, Al, can we see little Asa now?
Gee, I don't know. You see, his mommy went on an all-day shopping tour, so I had to take care of him. And right after I gave him a bath, the kid started crying. He didn't stop for 2 hours. Something seemed to be irritating him.
Well, Al, when a baby seems irritated, you're supposed to use baby oil. That's soothing.
Soothing nothing. The kid drank a half a bottle of it and then yelled louder than ever.
Oh, but Al...
Say, maybe the kid's hungry. Did you feed him today?
Just once. He ate exactly what I ate. Salami.
Salami for a baby?
Of course. I didn't put any mustard on it. That's no good for a baby. Even I know that.
Oh, Al, don't you use Pablum for your baby?
Oh, sure. After he's had his bath, I dried him and sprinkled Pablum all over him.
Can you imagine this guy sprinkling Al, you don't sprinkle Pablum on a baby.
You don't?
Of course not. You cook it and then you rub it on him.
Oh.
Eddie, don't tell him that. He'll do it.
Hey, fellas, let's tiptoe in and take a look at the little fella. Open the door quietly, Harry.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, look at H.I.M. I'm so jealous.
Sure is cute, isn't he, Eddie? Look at him. sleeping there with his foot in his mouth.
Yeah. And look, Harry, mink diapers.
Mink?
A true son of a Joe. Al, I bet the baby's happy in those mink diapers.
Happy? He's tickled to death.
Hey, Al, has your baby got a cold?
My kid got a cold? My kid, why do you ask me that?
Well, his nose is a bright red.
Oh, that, Harry. You see, he keeps short-circuiting his electric blanket.
Well, Al, how can he do a thing like that?
Well, you see, Eddie's got two front teeth, and he keeps plugging them into the socket.
Oh. No.
But I think that we'd better get out before the kid wakes up and cries again.
Brother.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen to that. He's got a lusty pair of lungs there. Hey, you planning for the kid to grow up to be a singer, Al?
Sure. I want him to follow in his father's knee prints. Thank goodness he's asleep again. Come on, fellas. Let's get out of here.
Well, what are we going to do now, Al?
Say, Al.
Yeah.
Eddie, look.
What?
Can I get you fellas some refreshments? How about a Kraft cheese sandwich, Eddie?
Fine. With a bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, huh?
No, no. Sorry, Eddie. All I got in the icebox is K-R-A-F-T.
No P-A-B-S-T?
No. Just cheese. Cream cheese, Swiss cheese, cottage cheese, cheddar cheese, Kraft cheese.
Yeah, yeah. This boy sure knows which side his bread is velveted on.
Well, you know how it is, Eddie. If I don't plug their product, Kraft beats me with a miracle whip. If I don't get paid, I've got to get something here. Yeah. Listen. But what happens, Eddie, if you don't plug Pabst Blue Ribbon?
I wind up with 33 fine bruises blended into one great smear.
Well, confidentially, Eddie, I think I can find a bottle or two of Pabst hiding behind the craft. Now, make yourselves comfortable, fellas. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a pretty nice guy, that. Say, Harry.
Yeah?
Look at Al Jolson's library. It's fantastic.
What?
Why, he has at least 500 books.
Well, so what? Lots of people have 500 books.
Bank books? Many of them are first editions, too.
Here you know, fellas, refreshments. Help yourself.
Well, thanks, Al. We were... Yeah.
Wait a minute. Where's the music coming from, Al?
Well, I'm broadcasting my program from Palm Springs, and the boys are in the music room rehearsing. Say, while you fellas are eating, would you mind if I ran through one of my numbers?
Mine? Al, I can't think of a more unbeatable three-way poly. Pabst Blue Ribbon, Kraft Cheese, and Al Jolson singing, "The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else."
Love belongs to somebody else. She means her tender songs for somebody else. And even when I have my arm around her, I know her thoughts are strong for somebody else. The hands I hold belong to somebody else. It's tough to be alone with somebody else. It's rough to be alone on the shelf. It's worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else.
Al, I want to tell you something. That was great. I wish you'd come over to my show and do a song like that.
I'd love to, Eddie, but every time I make a guest appearance, those writers write me the same jokes about me. Like they said that I'm 300 years old. And I have a branch of the Bank of America in my cellar. Now, you know, Eddie, that's a lie.
Of course it is. You're not 300 years old.
Of course I'm not 300 years old.
I'm not even 100.
Al, I know exactly how you feel, because I feel that way about those jokes my writers have been giving me about Ida and my five daughters.
Oh, I can't stand
those jokes. Have made me a depressed man. They've made me a nervous wreck.
They made you $1 million.
Look, Al, let's you and I make a friendly pact.
A friendly pact.
If you agree to appear on my show this Friday night, there'll be absolutely no jokes either of us don't like, right?
Right.
Let's shake on it, huh?
Okay, boy.
A real friendly pact, huh?
Yeah, yeah. A real friendly pact. And if anybody mentions age or money, it'll cost the other $1,000.
Yeah.
I'll draw up the paper. I know something about law, you know.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I know something about law.
Yeah, a real friendly pact.
Yes, what is it?
And while you're drawing them up, Al, put in a clause that the same goes for any mention of Ida, my $5.
Of course, I'll do that.
I know something about law, too, you know.
Yeah, real friendly pact.
Yeah, that's what I told you.
Hey, fellas, how's about a clause so nobody will make jokes about how fat I am, huh?
Harry, we're not corporation lawyers. Look, I'll see you on my show Friday night, all right, Al? So you see, Dinah, that's how I got Al Jolson to agree to appear on my show tonight. We can't talk about age or money or about Ida, my daughters. And every time anyone on the show makes a slip, it costs $1,000.
Ooh.
So watch yourself.
Well, I'll try, Eddie. Can't I even talk about little old me?
No. Nothing about age or money.
Hey, Eddie, here comes your guest.
Hello, Eddie.
Hi, Al, old boy. Oh. I mean...
Oh. Get it up, Tanner. Give me $1,000.
Okay, here you are.
Thanks.
How do you like that? He brought a cash register.
I saw the script.
Well, I won't make any more slips. That was a childish mistake for me to make. After all, I'm a grown man.
Yes, and the father of five daughters.
Get it up, Jolson. Five daughters, $5,000.
Okay, here it is.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. He brought a cash register, too.
I wrote the script.
Eddie, that's unfair. That's a dirty trick. After all, a guy's got to look out for his own interest, you know.
Mr. Jolson, interest. Money is interest.
I'm sorry. You see, Eddie, the principal
There you go again, Mr. Jolson. Principal.
Hey, wait a minute. Ain't nobody here on my side?
Al, don't get mad. Dinah and Harry just want to check up.
Check up? Ha ha! I got you. Eddie, you just used the word check. Yes, sir. Yes, what you did.
All right. Now, look, Al, we don't need these legal shenanigans. After all, we're friends.
Good friends.
Old friends. Hello, stranger. Al, this contract business is all right, but we're on the air. We've got to do something for the audience.
Yeah, but what?
I got it, Al. Let's reminisce. Let's talk over...
Eddie.
New times. Gosh, if I make a slip, I'll have to walk out of here and drive home in my Youngsmobile.
Youngsmobile?
Yeah, you won't catch me saying old.
Thanks, Eddie.
Al, this is pretty ridiculous. We must be able to do something to entertain the people. I know. I'll sing.
You'll sing?
Sure, listen. Re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
Wait a minute. What's this? Re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Where's the dough?
I just got $1,000 of it.
Hey, this guest shot is costing me a fortune.
Don't go away, folks. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Yeah, you know something, Eddie?
What?
At this rate, they ain't going to. Oh, well, I think I'll sing a song.
Fine. How about a nice southern tune like My Blank Kentucky Home?
No, I'd rather sing about Blank Black Joe.
I prefer Down by the Mill Stream.
How about She's the of Rosie O'Grady?
See, I got a good one, Al. I found an baby in an store.
I think you're Listen, Eddie. I've made up my mind. I'm going to sing a song dedicated to the one you love.
You mean my wife, whose first name is...
No, you don't. I'm not going to mention that name at all.
But you said the one I love, and her name is...
I said the one you love, and that's Pat's Blue Ribbon.
Oh, Al, you're so crafty.
When Pabst Blue Ribbon comes down your way, you'll know you're living each happy day. For when they're blending, it's brews you see. You'll find they ain't just brewing, dear my dear. They're brewing 33. Oh, listen to me, my little old mammy. Your little old sonny boy's leaving on a little old train tonight. And I'm coming back to little old you in your little old cabin, in little old Milwaukee, in a little old Peoria. In his little old hand, he'll be holding a little old bottle of little old Pabst Blue Ribbon. That little old beer, that's little old Splendid, and that little old Blended, and little old, and little old, and little old.
Al, little old what?
I don't know. I lost my little old place. Wait a minute, I got it. Those gloomy rain clouds are soon collapsed. Wherever you see crowds are drinking Pabst with Kraft cheese on the side.
We heard it.
Yes, you'll be sure to catch the bluebird and join its happy song. Whenever Pabst Blue Ribbon comes along.
Say, Al, you know something?
What?
I noticed when you were singing, Dinah was sitting here watching you so intently.
Eddie, I'll tell you something. At the opening of the show, when you were singing, she was watching you, too, with such envious eyes.
Envious?
Sure. Wouldn't she like to have our experience?
Yeah, and wouldn't she like to have our background? And wouldn't she like to have our memories?
And Eddie?
Yes.
Wouldn't we like to have her youth?
Oh, I just love you two wonderful flatterers. Now, it's my youthful pleasure to announce that Al Jolson and Eddie Cantor are going to whip out a chorus of one of the greatest of all-time popular favorites, Mandy. Come on,
boys. My pretty Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come along, let the wedding chime
bring happy times
for Mandy and me.
What do you say we dance as far as, huh? You know, like we used to?
I'm game if you're game, Al. In fact, I think we're both a little gamey.
Speak for yourself, Hannah. Say, Eddie, boy, you're doing fine. Have you been taking lessons?
No, just adrenaline.
With mustard.
Say, what's the matter, Al? You seem to be having trouble lifting your feet above the floor.
You try dancing with this heavy money belt I got on there.
So don't you linger. Here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chimes
bring happy times
for Mandy and me.
Thank you, Al Jolson. By their deeds shall ye know them.
Eddie Cantor in the third of a series of salutes to the service clubs of America.
Liberty, intelligence, our nation's safety. The initials L-I-O-N-S spells Lions, and the motto stands for Lions International, the largest service organization in the world. To its 365,000 members in 7,000 Lions clubs, we pay tribute for an incomparable record of purpose and achievement. And as an individual, I stand with every Lion whose code of ethics calls on him to always bear in mind his obligation as a citizen to his nation, his state, and his community, and to give to them his unswerving loyalty in thought, word, and deed. Thank you, Al Jolson. Listen in for Georgie Jessel next week. Good night, everybody.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.